right, we're back. It's John.
And it's Tina.
And this is Voice Coaches Radio, episode 694. And this one is by popular demand.
Yes.
And we're going to call this episode Home Recording.
Yeah, I get a lot of questions on that. Definitely.
I do too. Even in the webinar, I get a lot of questions.
Right from the beginning, they're like, how can I do this at home?
Yep. So the first thing I want to say is, in my opinion, I don't think investing in recording equipment before anything else is the way.
Yeah, true.
And that's just my opinion. I think a lot of people share that opinion. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you decide, hey, I'd like to get into voiceovers. I don't know if going out and spending or investing, I will mm-hmm. call it, in a bunch of equipment immediately is the way to go, because you're not a voice actor yet.
Yeah.
I think the first step is always going to be voice coaching. Get a voice coach. Mm-hmm. Maybe take an intro first to see if you're toeing it, you know what I mean? But then get a voice coach, then get a network quality demo, mm-hmm. national quality demo. And even then I would say start to develop clients on a local and regional level. And as you do that, maybe mm-hmm. then start investing in some home recording equipment. The people who can record from home, we call them full service providers.
Okay. And yes, we do.
And it's in the name. It's mm-hmm. pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Because they can provide a full service as voice actors, right?
Yeah.
So, but we're here to talk about if you are at that point, mm-hmm. and I will say there is a part of the industry that is almost, because I never want to make anything absolute, mm-hmm. but almost exclusively done by full service providers at this point. There's one part of the industry that's almost exclusively done by full service providers, and that is audiobooks.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. You think about the time and the reason why it goes hand in hand, you know, because it could always depend, but they're long recordings, very long recordings.
Yeah.
And it's not, you sit down once and you just read the whole book. No way.
Yeah. Yeah. And I honestly, it's part of the reason that, because I've heard this from people, because there's so many different audio versions of so many different books. Like there's mm-hmm. there's not one audio version of almost anything, right? Because of all the different places that offer audiobooks now, then many of them have their own versions. Some have multiple versions in audio of the mm-hmm. same book. But this is why sometimes you hear a version that is just not good.
Yeah.
and it's because it might be a beginner mm-hmm. because there are some sites that will let anyone record an audiobook. They'll say, go ahead. Yeah. And if someone buys it, you get a commission from it.
Yeah, you get the royalty fees.
No one ever buys it because you're mm-hmm. not good.
Yeah.
Right? You're not there yet. Mm-hmm. And so I always warn people, hey, I get it. You feel like you're getting into the industry, but you're really mm-hmm. not, because if people get to sample it first. And if they sample an audiobook and it's not good, they're not paying money for it.
Oh, they will not.
No.
Definitely not.
So, but let's say you're there. Let's mm-hmm. say you've had voice coaching. Mm-hmm. You now have a network quality demo. You're marketing yourself. You're getting some mm-hmm. jobs. You're at the point where, hey, I want to tap into, because I want to say this. Don't get super nervous. Do you have to be a full service provider to work as a voice actor? No, you don't.
No.
You can go to studios. There are still clients mm-hmm. in my career right now. There are clients that when I'm a producer, but mm-hmm. when I work as a voice actor as well, there are clients that insist I'm being in the studio.
Yes.
Like they don't mm-hmm. care that I'm a producer. I'm not doing it by myself. They want to be there. And mm-hmm. part of it's the experience, I think.
Yeah.
So you always have clients that want you in the studio regardless. So you mm-hmm. will go to studios as a voice actor. And so you don't have to be a full service provider to make money as a voice actor. But I want to be very clear. Does being a full service provider make more work available to you? Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Of course. Yeah. It's a side of the industry that you wouldn't mm-hmm. be tapped into otherwise, right?
No, that's, yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, hey, what kind of equipment do we think you can get starting out? And, mm-hmm. Let's talk about the bare minimum, because I don't think people want to go all out, right?
No.
You don't want to have to build a studio in your house, right? So, so Tina, talk about your setup, because you are a full service provider, yeah?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Now, and this is what I do tell students, because they do walk in when they're coming in and doing their demo. I say, this is gorgeous. Our studio here is absolutely gorgeous, and it would be phenomenal. Can you imagine your basement looking like this? It would be fantastic. But you don't need that. That's the biggest thing. So for me, I have a Shure microphone, right? I've had one for the longest time. And I have...
Is it a unidirectional condenser?
Yes, I believe so. I couldn't tell you. It's a Shure microphone. Well, I guess it sounds really good.
But it's a unidirectional. Doesn't record from all sides, mm-hmm. right? And you power that.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it's a unidirectional condenser mic. Yeah.
So it has a USB port that plugs right into my computer.
From your preamp. So it goes...
Right from, see, I'm not technical. Sure. I'm not the technical person.
And you don't have to be. Either. Yeah. You don't have
to. And so that's why I tell people, I can do this, you can do this.
So you're from your mic, it goes yes. to your computer? Oh, so you have a USB Shure.
Yes.
It's a USB microphone. So yes. this is not, so just to clarify for those of you who are techies. It's not a unidirectional condenser mic. It's probably a unidirectional mic. Mm-hmm. It's a USB mic. Condenser would usually be powered. Okay. By a preamp. Yeah. Okay. But there's some great USB mics. I don't know this one in particular. Mm-hmm. So cool. Okay, go on.
And it works, and that's the biggest thing. I plug it right into my Mac, and I use Audacity. That's a program that will capture all the audio for us.
So for again, techies, I was going to try to appeal to everybody.
Thank you.
For techies, that would be what we call DAW. Okay. Digital Audio Workstation, which is a software. Mm-hmm. People call it software, but you know, in the like producers and audio engineers typically call it a DAW, DAW, mm-hmm. which is Digital Audio Workstation, and almost anything can work. So that's a good one, by the way. That's a good one for PC. You have a PC then.
It works right on my Mac, no problem. Yep, fantastic. Now I do.
Oh, you have it on Mac.
I have it on Mac.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't aware because I've never owned a PC in my life. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Audacity had a Mac version too.
They do.
That's cool. Great.
Yes,
great.
They do. So they offer those too, both of those. And so I go down into my basement where I have my desk. I had a room, a small room built, just like an office. Mm-hmm. And I have my desk. I've got my mic. I've got my, mic on a stand. I got my pop filter. And behind me is some foam on the wall. And then right in front of me, I have a microphone isolation shield. That just really fits right on the stand. And so in that shield is all that foam. That's what's capturing my voice, not to give me the what I call the room sound.
Talk about the isolation field. What is that, the isolation one?
It's an isolation shield.
Okay.
It looks like a briefcase when you fold it up.
Okay.
But when you open it, on the inside is all foam.
And you put it around the mic.
Yep. It stands right behind the microphone. Okay. Right before. So it will go on the microphone stand, and that shield also has a lever where the microphone goes through that as well. So it's right back to back.
I have something similar, but mine doesn't fold up.
Okay. Yeah, and the reason why I have it got the fold-up one was because I do travel a lot. And so if I know that I've got a gig that I've got to get done, my microphone comes with me, my laptop, and my shield. And I'm able to record. And I love it. Absolutely love it. But that's it. That's all I have. There's nothing else. There's so many other things. There's an isolation microphone, a box, which is just a box that's made of foam, and people put the microphone in there, and that gives you that booth sound. But that's how simple. That's what I tell people. That's how simple. A lot of times they have to learn how to use the Audacity and how to record their voice and how to, play and record and edit and all that stuff. That's the reason why I like Audacity, because they have a search engine up there that says, you can put in there how to record my voice, and a bunch of videos are going to come up and it's going to show you how to do it. So it's very user friendly.
Gaia. Mm-hmm. So cool. Yeah, that's perfect. That's all you really know. Now, do you live? So, my question to you, because I always talk about this: do you live in the suburbs, the city, the country?
The suburbs.
Suburbs. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there is noise.
There is, and I will tell you this, and this is what I tell a lot of people: if I have a gig and I have to record something, I know Tuesdays in my neighborhood, spring, summer, and fall, is everybody's lawn day. I don't know. They all decide to mow their lawn on Tuesdays. So I have to wait. If something is due, I have to know I can't record until Tuesday night when it all quiets down. So you kind of get an idea of when's the best time to record if you're recording from home.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So my setup, I on the third floor of my house, I I'd love to take credit for this, but I can't because my wife is kind of the handy person.
Oh.
I'm the audio person. She's the handy. She could build anything. Mm-hmm. She built me a recording studio in my fantastic house on the third floor. So
can
it was
I
really
hire her?
Yeah, she's so good. She can build anything. It's wild. So she built me a recording studio on the third floor of the house, and we live in the, so we have a lot of land. So I have mm-hmm. 4 acres of just lawn.
Okay.
And then I have a really long driveway and mm-hmm. we live in the mountains, sort of like the foot of the Catskills. Yeah. I didn't have to go all out and soundproofing because I have no neighbors and there's noise where I am mm-hmm. pretty much ever. So the only thing is once in a while, governor of New York's helicopter flies over my house. So that nothing can help that. You can soundproof all you want.
Kathy.
Because it's low,
find
too.
It's route,
low.
Would you?
It flies low over my house. Besides that, I did, you know, I put mm-hmm. some panels around mm-hmm. things like yeah. that. So it's fairly soundproof. But again, I'm in an area where I don't need it, which is great. Mm-hmm. But as far as equipment, I use a Unidirectional, and I always do recommend, although there are some great USB mics. I don't know mm-hmm. that one, but Shure is a great brand.
Yeah,
so,
it's a real good brand.
But mine is a unidirectional condenser mic. It's powered by what's called a preamp. And this is kind of what I recommend for people mm-hmm. because your preamp has a lot of volume control and mm-hmm. you can really, so you go, now your computer would be the big expense if you don't have one. I assume everyone has a computer. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and these days PC is fine.
Yeah.
Obviously if you have a Mac, that's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never owned a PC in my life. I don't know much about them, mm-hmm. but I know that they've caught up pretty much in recording.
They have, yeah.
So you have to have a computer and then, again, a software of some kind. So a DAW, mm-hmm. digital audio workstation. And these days, you don't need a lot for voiceovers. You really don't.
Yeah.
There's a lot of freeware out there.
Yeah.
So there's freeware. You don't have to necessarily pay. But whatever software you use, whatever DAW you use, mm-hmm. become proficient on it.
Yes.
Practice, practice, practice. Because you do have to be able to put out network quality audio if you're going to mm-hmm. do this professionally. Again, this is assuming that you're already a voice actor. Mm-hmm. You know, you've had voice coaching. You already have a demo.
Yeah.
I never suggest you produce your own demo, by the way. So mm-hmm. don't do that. Don't use it for that because you do need someone to really say, hey, you don't do that very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we have a hard time being honest with ourselves. Either way, sometimes we're mm-hmm. overcritical and sometimes we're not enough, mm-hmm. you know. But anyway, so unidirectional condenser mic or, again, if you can, you know, again, the mic that you have, the Shure, I'm sure that's a great mic. Mm-hmm. And then I go into a preamp. I love my preamp. I have an 8-channel preamp. You don't need mm-hmm. that. You need a 1-channel preamp. They're not super pricey because, again, you're just doing voiceovers. Mm-hmm. I have an 8-channel preamp because I also podcast from home. Well, okay. I'm not now. We're here at the studio, but I can podcast from home. I can have 8 microphones plugged in at the same time.
Oh, see, and that's good. Yeah.
And each channel has its own volume.
See,
control.
That's good too. Yeah.
So, excuse me. So, now, I have a big table, and around my table, I have all the mics. And I never will I have 8 people, by the way. So I have 4 mics set up around the table, and each microphone has it's called a tabletop compact microphone isolation shield with absorbing foam. Absorbing foam.
Okay.
So similar, I'm sure. But mine doesn't fold up. Mm-hmm. I wish it did because that'd be cool. It would be hard to travel with this because does not fold up or anything. Super cool though. Every microphone in my studio has that around it. And it mm-hmm. is really cool because it surrounds the microphone.
Yeah.
And if your mic is unidirectional, which it should be, mm-hmm. it's only recording you. So you're in front of the mic and then everything else is around it, which means nothing else is getting into that microphone. So it's a super, super cool. And I found mine on Amazon. I will tell you right now, I can give you the brand, but it's sold out. It's unavailable at Amazon at this point. So people caught on. I got this. I mean, I've had these things for probably 6 years.
Oh, see, that's good.
Yeah. But the brand, you can find it on audio websites like, I guess I'll just use the brand that we use mm-hmm. the store we use all the time. We have a relationship with Sweetwater.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. Sweetwater, I'm sure has them, but it's a Neewer. Neewer. Neewer is the brand. So mm-hmm. just if anyone wants to know. And again, it's a tabletop compact microphone isolation shield. I know, by the way, why are they calling it compact? It doesn't fold up. That's interesting.
Know.
They're calling it compact.
Because maybe it's not like the larger one. Maybe a smaller one. Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're not that big.
They're not
that big.
They're not.
I mean, you could pack it, and I guess, but you'd have like a duffel or something. It wouldn't go to. Anyway, so now if you wanted me to recommend a mic, if people ask me this, what kind of mic? First of all, different voices work well with different microphones, which is why you find recording studios have so many mics because we can switch them out.
Yeah.
Like if I record someone and I go, you know what? I think there's a better mic for you. We can do that. But there are microphones, like we usually use them in our studio, for example, but there are microphones that are good for almost all voices. You know, that I think they're like, hey, this microphone's pretty good for pretty much any voice I put on it. And the one I would recommend, because I will say this, bad audio in is bad audio.
Yeah.
It's hard to fix bad audio. So if you buy like, you're like, I'm just going to spend $20 on a mic, the chances of you recording good audio are slim to none.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to fix. No matter how much EQing you do.
Yeah, no matter what. Yeah.
So the mic that I think is really good, and I've never looked it up on Amazon, but I'm going to do it as we're chatting because I know how much I paid for it. And people ask me and I always say, well, you know what? Amazon's changed the game. You know what I mean?
Oh, they have. Yeah.
You know, because it really has. Oh, there it is. Cool. Oh, wow. This makes me sick, by the way, because of what I paid for the microphone. This makes me sick.
All right.
Oh, so a really, really good all-around microphone that comes with its own pop screen, comes with its own shock mount, and again, it's unidirectional condenser, so you would need a preamp with it. It's called a Bluebird by the company Blue.
Okay.
It is a fantastic mic. I haven't heard a voice yet that doesn't sound good on it, and I paid $400 for mine.
Yeah.
And I just looked it up on Amazon and it's $141.
See, this is doable.
I feel like throwing my phone against the wall.
Yeah. I know.
I know. Like, what in the world? I mean, I paid $400 because I've had the mic for a long time and I bought it from, I might have got it from Sweetwater originally and it was new then.
Yeah.
You know, it was a new model. But it's still out, fantastic mic, and wow, on Amazon it's $141. I can't believe it.
You find that it usually, and that's what I tell most students, usually when you buy a microphone, if you're going to buy a really good microphone, it's a one and done. You're not going to have to buy another one.
That, yeah,
usually, and that's the biggest thing. And I always say, because people ask me, you know, I've had two microphones since I've started doing voice acting. And the only reason I had to do two, one of my oldest daughters is in film in Boston. They were they were filming here in the area and they needed an extra microphone. My mom's got one and she comes in, swoops in, takes my microphone. My microphone is in Boston right now. So I had to buy another one. But it is it normally is a one and done. You buy yourself a good microphone, it's going to last. It will definitely last.
It should, as long as you don't drop it on the ground and all that.
Yeah, and you're not, you know, that's why I always say to people, majority of the time you're just talking into the microphone. You're not singing, you're not adding a choir or the band or anything like that. It's just your voice.
Yep. Now I'll give you another idea for a mic, but I don't feel as bad right now because I just looked at this up. This was my favorite mic of all time. I do have this at home. My favorite mic of all time really is a Shure KSM-32.
Okay. Yep.
Which I bought for $1,000 when I got it because Ben, again, technology's changed and you can get things less expensive now, but it's still on Amazon over $700 just for the mic.
That's the one my daughter has.
It's a
killer.
It's a fantastic microphone and it's good for everybody, but it's, again, $700 is expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a full-time voice actor, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You know, to invest in yourself like that. But again, I think the Bluebird is comparable. It is. It is a very good microphone. And if I was to, like make all my mics uniform, which they're not, I have a different mic kind of at every station. But if I was to make all my mics uniform in my studio, it would be the Bluebird.
Yeah.
Because it's affordable and for the money.
Right there. Yeah.
Amazing.
After seeing that.
For the money, it's a super excellent microphone. But again, you do have to have a preamp with it. I do have experience with USB mics and I do, there's one I really like, but I don't use my USB mics for professional work typically, although they're excellent if you're traveling, because yeah. Well, how easy is that? You don't have to bring extra stuff with you.
That's why my microphone came with a case too. So it's like a little briefcase, and I've got that little, you know, shield that folds up. I can easily.
That's awesome. Pops.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That foldable shield is really cool. I got to look into that because I travel sometimes. I don't travel as much anymore, mm-hmm. but I do travel sometimes. And once in a while, I have a job I have to do when I'm out of town. And I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
I always have a mic with me, mm-hmm. but I don't have, I have to like, and it's sometimes at a hotel.
Oh, and then
I have to be, I have to like really like wait until there's no one walking by or anything. It's like tricky.
You put the big quilt over your head.
I know. It's not the best atmosphere to do voiceovers, you know, but I've had some voiceovers. I've had to do it. So I had to do a Yankees thing once and I was in Missouri. And I'll never forget this. They called me and they said, we need this and we need it now. And I was driving across Missouri. I had to pull over. It was hot. I pulled over. I set my laptop up with a microphone, rolled all my windows up in my rental car.
Oh, my goodness.
And luckily, it was short. Yeah. It was a short thing. It was like a tag. And I recorded it in my car with all the windows rolled up, sweating. But I didn't want any sound. I parked in like this like abandoned store's parking lot, you know, no one was around. And I was like, if someone pulls up, they're going to think I'm so weird right now because I have like a microphone set up, you know, and in my car. And well, I'm, obviously, it's like doing? 90 degrees outside. I have the windows rolled up, you know. So, so you got to do what you got to do sometimes, you know.
I know. It worked.
And I don't recommend it.
You didn't want to pass up that gig.
Yeah. But I will say, those isolation, I don't know what they call isolation screens or isolate, whatever they call them, they're really helpful.
Yeah.
They're really helpful. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a difference that has made, because in the past, like before people designed these, mm-hmm. These things, you really did have to like have to pad a closet or something, you know, or whatever. You really did because so many things would get in, you know. Mm-hmm. These things have really made it possible I shouldn't say possible. It made it easier.
A little easier.
To be a full service provider, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. So it's great. So there you go. I mean, I think, am I forgetting anything? As far as preamp, I don't have a recommendation for that because mm-hmm. What I have is overkill. If you're going to podcast, obviously an 8-channel preamp is amazing. But if you're not, you just need a 1-channel preamp. Mm-hmm. If it's just you, 1-channel preamp, and they're fairly inexpensive. Again, I always recommend Sweetwater. They're great. And Sweetwater has some really good deals too. And they do sell used equipment sometimes, but they make sure they go over it, make sure everything works.
Yes.
And so you can get really good deals on Sweetwater. Sweetwater. What is their website? Is
it Sweetwater? I think it's just sweetwater.com.
I think so too.
Yeah, they have great. When I first got into, even though my, you know, have a broadcasting background, when I was getting into this, I got all my equipment from Sweetwater. Yeah. Customer service fantastic.
They text you.
Yes.
Oh, I know. They text you and make sure everything works.
Yes.
And it is sweetwater.com. So,
we
are sort of affiliated with them. Mm-hmm. We get our equipment from them, but we don't. By the way, I'm not suggesting them because we get anything from them.
No, we get nothing.
So, we just happen to buy our equipment from there.
Yeah.
And they used to list us as their voiceover people.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know that.
I don't know if they still do. Like, I don't know, you know, as far as, and I don't mean like they used to say, hey, if you're interested in voiceovers, we know these people, basically. It wasn't anything official, I don't think. But Sweetwater's great. Obviously, mm-hmm. Amazon's going to always be great.
Yeah, Amazon. It's funny what you can find on Amazon, but you can find the microphone and the shield on Amazon.
Absolutely.
As well. You know, a lot of people feel, oh, well, you know what? I can just get it from Amazon. Don't work. I can return it easily. You know, that type of thing.
So, yeah, like, the Bluebird by Blue. I'm just looking it up on Sweetwater as well. And it doesn't look like they even have it on their website, actually. So, the microphone I recommended, they don't have. So, there's that.
Get it on Amazon.
Yeah, there you go. We should be like, you know, all these podcasters are Amazon affiliates. We should have an Amazon affiliate. So, people buy things from Amazon, we get a little kickback.
Oh, we could just build a page. This is our suggested. And let's get a little percentage.
I've heard that they're being more selective now. Any podcast could be an Amazon affiliate for a while. And I just heard that they're being more selective. And I don't know what that means. And I don't even know what the...
I don't know what...
We're not doing that, by the way.
No, we're
not going to do that. I was just kidding. We're not definitely not doing that. But it was just, all right, cool. So
we get no money for this.
No. We do this out of passion.
Yes, absolutely.
Pure passion. So, yeah. All right, cool. So I think that's both of our advice on that. And again, please understand, I would never recommend that you just invest in equipment immediately.
My advice always
is get voice coaching first. You know, you really, my advice is become a voice actor, become an educated and skilled voice actor before you invest money in equipment, because it's kind of backwards, right? You invest in equipment for what? What do you, I get it. It's kind of exciting, you know, to get new equipment and have that capability. But again, become a voice actor first, get a network quality demo, have someone produce it for you. Hopefully the person you go with, like us, for example, voice coaches, right? We do it all. We're all inclusive. And then as you start to develop clients, as you start marketing yourself, that's the time maybe to, if you want to be a full service provider, that's the time to start investing in equipment. And we can always give you advice on that too.
Oh, absolutely. At any time, feel free to reach out.
Awesome. All right. Well, again, I want to thank everybody for listening. And if you want to reach out, want to chat with us, you want to give us suggestions, if you want to be interviewed,
who knows, love it.
Right?
Yeah.
Again, it's John G@voicecoaches.com.
And Tina@voicecoaches.com.
And we out.
Yep.